Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Well, lugubrious tidings just a couple of days ago, and that's when the State of Israel launched unprovoked military attacks on United Nations peacekeepers in Lebanon. So UN peacekeepers have been there in Lebanon since 1978. What was obviously of particular interest to me as an Irishman, the Irish Army is there, and the Irish Defence Forces, they've sustained 48 fatalities in all those years. So we've done more than any other country. We've done so much in the service of humanity, not for any narrow national interest or anything like that. I do question the wisdom of having our troops there, but that's another story. But it's yet more proof that Israel is a rogue state, will break international law flagrantly, repeatedly, attacks on the United Nations. They're at war against the world, and get away with it. Because they have cover from the United States and other countries, and Israel's allies, friendly country like the United Kingdom, tying themselves in knots to excuse this, to say it doesn't count, just being so pussyfooted about it and not speaking firmly. Imagine if Iran or Russia or someone else had done that, and there's just so little pushback from countries which claim to care about international law. That's why one solicitor said to me, the international law doesn't exist because it only exists for countries who can be forced to obey it. And mighty countries break it with impunity. So Simon Harris, he's the Taoiseach, as in Prime Minister, Republic of Ireland. He's not someone for whom I have any respect whatsoever. I'm contemptuous towards him. He's an imbecile and a monster. But on this one, he is correct, saying that it was against international law and Israel must unconditionally stop immediately, that it is dangerous and despicable and so forth. Attacking the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL. It's not really interim, as I say, it's been there for, is it 46 years now? So it was a UNIFIL outpost with 60 Irish troops. I think we should bring our boys and girls home from there because are they doing any good? Hamas says that we're pro-Israeli. The Israelis say we're pro-Hamas or Hezbollah. We just can't win, really. And do we actually save any lives? They're only to fight in self-defense, but when Israel fires our positions, we don't shoot back. And the Taoiseach reaffirmed that, although Israel has a right to defend itself, it does not have the right to launch unprovoked attacks on UNIFIL peacekeepers. And President Biden has said something behind the scenes, no doubt very feeble. Israel, they know they're UN peacekeepers. It's very obvious they've been there for decades. Israel claims to know everything, and they just attack them anyway. So anyway, fortunately, nobody was killed or injured in all this. The UN peacekeepers have been aggressed time and time again. It is a gross violation of international law. Republic of Ireland, we've never done anything against Israel. Recognizing Palestine's right to exist is not hostile to Israel. And the Irish Republic were absolutely entitled to do so. So it was a despicable and disgusting thing that they did. It's also a blatant violation of Resolution 1701. The United Nations is there ideally to call to uphold a demilitarized zone to try and disarm Hezbollah, which has been rather ineffective in doing this. So Israel says, oh, that 1701 wasn't enforced. Obviously, Israel is itself in flagrant violation every single day of United Nations Security Council resolutions, which are international law. Even the United States, Israel's fervent ally, voted for some of these things. So it's obviously Israel's full-scale invasion of Lebanon, which is terrible and deeply dispiriting. Remember when those British aid workers were murdered by the Israeli Defense Forces? I used the word advisedly, murdered, several months ago. They were in a vehicle. They told the IDF where they were going, when they were going. The IDF confirmed, said, yeah, go ahead, the route. And the IDF killed them anyway. And they haven't brought their killers to justice. The IDF says we've got the most sophisticated technology in the world, listening, geolocation, we know where everyone is, where everything's happening. And so they knew they were doing, no mistake. And I say it was an attempt to murder these UN peacekeepers the other day because it was not a lawful act of war. They were not fighting against enemies. They're fighting against neutral peacekeepers. They knew what they were doing, like no mistake. It's not collateral damage. Unfortunately, nobody was killed, but 48 Irish soldiers have given their lives to the cause of peace. since 1978, some of them killed by the so-called Israeli Defense Force. Well, the Israeli aggression force would be more like it, and they just get away with it every single day. I know Israel's not the only violator, and I know some of Israel's neighbors in Araby have an absolutely horrific human rights record, like the Assad regime in Syria. Sudan's not even that far away, the Darfur genocide, and so on. And then you get the likes of Douglas Murray coming up with this tu quoque argument, saying, because you don't protest about every single tyranny, no, you can never call out Israel. Well, I tell you what is different with Israel. Israel is the one that calls itself a democracy. Israel is the one that constantly and gratingly claims to have an exemplary human rights record. And Israel's the one which has got the firm back in the United States. Israel's the one to which the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, various other Western countries provide weapons. So it's done in our name. For Americans, is done with their money. So that is why it's particularly relevant. And obviously, international journalists can fairly easily get into Israel, can get into Gaza, sometimes get killed by the IDF, but often very, very difficult to get into places like Sudan and Syria. So that's why there's not so much reportage about that. Anyway, Israel will no doubt get away with it again. There's absolutely impunity for what they're doing. I just don't think the Irish troops in Lebanon are doing anything positive. Don't want to be disrespectful, but there is no peace to keep. So like, get out before more of them are killed. I want them home. Okay. We've made a stalwart effort. It has failed. And the only thing is to recognize that. And in all those years, have we saved a few lives? Probably we have saved a few lives, but we've more than done our bit as a nation. The Republic of Ireland have only 5 million people, and other people, they can put their troops in harm's way. So bring them home now. I don't want to be demeaning about that, and I recognize their bright honor, but I think we should actually be kind to ourselves for a change, because no doubt some more will have been killed, I'm sorry to say, to no purpose. Anyway, and Israel just doesn't discipline its forces for this. So were its troops ordered to do it, or they just get away with it? The IDF doesn't consider it important, doesn't care. Bear in mind, you can get years and years in prison in Israel just like for telling the truth about its nuclear weapons program and things like that. So this idea that Israel is seriously threatened by Hezbollah is nonsense. Okay, Hezbollah's just fired some rockets. They're almost all shot down. I don't want any Israelis to get killed or injured, right? But is Lebanon threatened by Israel, not the other way around? And Hezbollah is puny compared to Israel, right? Israel is a military superpower relative to its size, with the most advanced weapon systems in the world, as they like to brag, with the limitless backing of the United States. All Biden ever did, despite being slapped in the face and publicly humiliated again and again by the Netanyahu administration, was to delay some weapons shipments. He begged and beseeched. All his pleas were ignored, and he just carried on regardless, Netanyahu. And the United States took virtually no action. Obviously, the U.S. administration was then pathetically grateful for the tiniest concessions from the state of Israel. Well, it's a very dispiriting situation. Yet again, evil triumphs so often. There is so much cruelty and injustice in the world, and I'm so, so lucky to live here in peace. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.